This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Jets and the Jags from MetLife Stadium as the Jets fight to keep their playoff hopes alive. Giants Saturday, 1 o'clock in Minnesota versus the Vikings. Mets, Correa, 12-year contract as the Mets get better and better.
Crazy.
Yankees named Judge captain, 16th captain in franchise history. No surprise that he was named the captain whatsoever. And when you saw Derek Jeter on the dais, you knew that that was going to be the case. So there is a lot going on December 22nd. Hopefully you got your shopping done. It's pouring rain. Weather's going to be awful. It's going to be a deep freeze this weekend. A lot going on, Peter. Lots.
I thought the Judge news was very cool. I was in my mind, I was thinking, I wonder who had, like, how long do you think the Yankees had the Judge announcement planned for? Probably a little while. Probably since they signed, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was sort of interesting that it's such a huge day for the Yankees, but there's no doubt that the Mets stole the news yesterday.
Well,
I'm not saying it's intentional. Of course, it's not. It's everyone getting business done, but let's not lie about it. It's cool, but it would have been a bigger deal that Judge was named captain had Correa not signed a 12-year contract yesterday.
I guess, but honestly, was it anybody's surprise? I mean, it was just a matter of whether they're going to name him at the press conference, were they going to wait some time during the exhibition during the spring training portion of the season? But really, it's a foregone conclusion. You just basically married the guy for the next 9 years. He's the best player the franchise has had in a long time, really since Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera. Like, so I'm not trying to take any of the steam out of it, Peter, coming from a Mets perspective, but when a franchise is able to get a game changer like that in the fashion in which they got him, where Mets fans thought it was done, that he was going to obviously go to San Francisco for 13 years. You swoop in, you get him. And the Yankees naming a captain you knew once he signed was going to be named the captain. It didn't take much to steal that thunder. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. It really was a foregone conclusion. We knew what was happening here. But, man, it was just such a crazy day for Mets fans yesterday. And, you know, like, for example, I got to tell you, the voice of SmackDown, my friend Michael Cole, I texted with him yesterday, and Don, he was thrilled. He was open. A guy who'd been critical was openly thrilled because he's one of those fans who, while he appreciated the moves the Mets had made, thought they still really needed to add a bat, and they went out and did that. And they didn't just add a great infielder as well.
They're a bat light. And now they go out when they got a big bat. Now, where does Beatty end up? You know, so is he going to be someone that they can maybe trade for a reliever or, quite frankly, another starting pitcher if they need that? Those guys go down a lot. It was what Lindor wanted. Lindor got it. You look at the left side of that infield, it's tremendous. And the right side's not too shabby either when you look at Alonso, who's the homegrown guy, you know, that still is, I think, the heart and soul of that team. Verlander over the next 2 years will be better than what DeGrom would have been. I really think this is – listen, we can get into the debates about the money and Cohen spending like a drunken sailor. Is it bad for baseball? A Met fan should be happy. They went that got a big move. They've had a tremendous offseason. For a team that won 101 games last year, you start to, and rightly so, fantasize about maybe finally getting that first World Series since 86.
Yeah, it's a very fun time to be a fan of this baseball team. Like, it's pretty, like, correct me if I'm wrong. Am I saying this wrong, Don? Am I, like, confused? It literally feels wrong when I'm saying this. The Mets have Justin Verlander and Carlos Correa.
Yeah, right?
It's crazy. Like, it's absolutely crazy. All right, Michael has thoughts on it. Michael in Albany, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you? Happy holidays and love your show.
Thanks, man.
As a longtime Mets fan from the mid-1960s, one of the things when Steve Cohen bought the team, he said he wanted to make them the Dodgers of the East. And the Dodgers always have had homegrown players as well as trades as well as free agents. The Mets now have guys like Beatty, Vientos, Mirosol, who just won the Dominican Republic Winter League's MVP. You've got to sign McNeil and Alonso to extensions. How do you think they're going to handle all of that? I really appreciate your thoughts.
Well, as far as, you know, right now, how silly would it look, Peter, that you threw 12 years over $300 million at a third baseman, you got to let Pete Alonso walk? I would think Pete Alonso's going to get locked up. I mean,
he's licking his chops right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when is that going to happen? Will he test free agency like Judge did? We'll have to see. But it seems silly to bring in somebody from the outside and your homegrown superstar walks in free agency. No, I don't think that's going to happen. As far as these young kids, you know, there's still room in the outfield for a lot of these guys. There's still room for trades for pitchers. I mean, I hate to talk about human beings in this fashion, but this is how it's done. These are all assets. So whether they end up playing for you to assist you in winning a World Series or they're used as pieces to go out fill holes, that's what he's talking about building. It doesn't necessarily mean, Peter, that all of your prospects end up with the big club. They might be used in other ways. And also the Mets have a long view. That right now they're in a very short-term view, especially not knowing what Correa's injury is as far as like why that deal with San Francisco fell through. But with you look at your top two pitchers being one in his 40s, the other one going to be, you know, you're a win-now team. And maybe these assets will be what replenishes the top dogs when they finally eventually retire or break down. But I really don't think that there's any kind of budget anymore, Peter, is there? I mean, there's no worries about how are they going to get this done or that done. I think Steve Cohen's proven to you he doesn't care.
Let's go to Jim in Melville. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, I love the show. I love you guys. You guys are the best. You guys were talking earlier about keeping warm tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I know this is going to, you know, sound really weird, but Tom Coughlin, in, I think, 2008, when they played the Packers in the playoffs, it was freezing, and he had everybody cover themselves with Vaseline. And
oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Do that, you'll be okay.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the ice bowl tonight. We're talking about it being 45 degrees and just a freezing rain on top of you. Vaseline isn't going to help you when it's pouring right now.
Well, I can tell you firsthand, I work outside in the freezing cold every winter, and it helps. Also, Peter.
But in a freezing rain, we're talking. Oh, whatever. All right. Thank you for the phone call.
That really fell apart there at the end.
Peter. I get the Vaseline thing. That's when you see these yo-yo players with no sleeves, they put Vaseline on their arms. We're not talking about it being freezing cold. It's not going to be the ice bowl. If it were, it's snow. The reason you're cold is because it's pouring rain. Right? I maybe he's right. I don't know. I just didn't. I wasn't feeling that call. I'm sorry. My fault. It's on me. It's a me problem.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you owning that. I hope that makes him feel better. He seemed like a great guy. Anthony in Staten Island. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Don, you're 100% correct. I was praying I was next to back you up on that. Vaseline will do absolutely nothing for you tonight. It is going to be pouring rain, 40 degrees. It's going to feel cold because of the cold rain. This isn't brisk ice forming coldness we'll talk about. Anyway, I'm sitting in traffic, so I had to get that out. Thank God. I'm sitting in traffic, heading to the game. Jet fans, if you were heading to this game tonight, when was the last time we had a meaningful prime time game in December?
No, I'm just thinking. Now, because you threw prime time into it. I mean, they haven't had as meaningful a game in December since that Week 17 debacle in Buffalo back in 15.
Buffalo.
Buffalo with the Yeah, right. So now you throw prime time into it. I don't know when. I don't know when.
Exactly. I couldn't. And I remember every game for every detail, and I can't even remember the last prime time meaningful game in December. So let's get behind our quarterback tonight. Let's put aside what we think. Zach Wilson, to me, listen, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So that being said, Zach Wilson does a good thing here, a good thing there. He's a damaged quarterback. Let's put that aside. He's our quarterback tonight. Let's get behind Zach Wilson. Defense, let's force a turnover. Let's win the field position game. And let's get at these boys tonight. Let's go.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Anthony.
That was a great call. They haven't had a pick six this year, I don't think, right? I know they've had turnovers, but I don't think they've had a pick six. I don't think Zach's going to have to do too much. I don't think he's going to be asked to do too much. How many points did Jaguars score in tonight?
I mean, who knows?
14?
You would
17
think football, but Don,
most?
Football's so weird, right? You and I will sit here and say that the under is a foregone conclusion. The weather's going to be so bad. We're going to turn on the game. I'll be busy. I'll somehow turn on the game 5 minutes in. It's going to be 14-7. And you go, what the hell are you? You just cannot predict this game. You can't.
Well, that's why Vegas makes so much money off of us, because we think we can.
If you're headed to the Jets game tonight, by the way, be sure to get
in. Get Vaseline, apparently.
Get Vaseline and be sure to get in before it begins, because all fans are being asked to be in their seat no later than 8 p.m. so they can be loud for player introductions, the fan-led national anthem, and kickoff. At 7:15, fans in the MetLife Stadium parking lots will hear fireworks, which signals it's time to shut down your tailgate and head into the game. If you don't leave by 7:30, you won't make it in time. So get to your seats by 8 p.m. and get ready to bring the noise.
Such a tough night. I hear everything you're saying. It's such a tough night.
Well, listen,
for tailgating. Like, who's tailgating tonight? Unless you get a tent.
Can I join?
I would think it would be
easy. Tent might blow away.
I would think it would be easy to get people in by 8:20 tonight. 8:15. I really do. Or 8 o'clock. They want people by 8 o'clock. But is it weird? Like, is this the thing they're having to read to other fan bases? Like, make sure. Aren't all stadiums a little bit slow in the first few minutes? Or that's not the case?
Like, how could it be any different anyplace else? It's all security.
It's hard to get into most stadiums. I mean,
I would think it's hard to get into most stadiums, yes. Why it's a thing here? Is it a thing other places? I don't know. I have to find out. But it's just like, it's a tough. Tonight, like, even just the tailgate, Peter, even if you got like a big tent, it could blow away in the wind. You know what? This is where you get, you know what you do, Peter, since it's all legal. Sit in your car. Get some edibles or a.
I like what you're saying.
You know, something to smoke and just relax. Listen to some music. Actually, listen to the show. And just perfectly legal in your car.
And
like gentlemen, or ladies and gentlemen, stroll into the stadium. When you're completely over everything that you did, you get in your car and you drive home.
And by the way, I just want to be clear that Don does not actually know the rules. Do not follow anything that he's saying.
Wow. Drugs
No, figure it out on your own. But there are lots of options in 2022. That's the point. There are lots.
I'm do everything within legal means.
That's right.
But like,
it
but
was
that
skunk
read is what.
Pot.
But that read that you did is for every home game they've had, and this one just strikes a little differently, just because like, I just can't imagine somebody like tailgating. How do you tailgate? The hibachi would get you wouldn't be able to keep it lit. It's gonna be a driving rainstorm and high wind.
Let's go to. Mel in New Jersey. What's up, Mel?
Okay. Hey, guys. I hear everybody, you know, talking great about the Jets and whatnot, you know, but I don't hate to bust this bubble. Trevor Lawrence, man, he's been looking amazing. You know, watching him play last week against Dallas, you know, I think the Jets have a better secondary, but I'm pretty sure that he's going to cut up and carve up the Jets' defense tonight, too.
No way. I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised if the Jaguars scored more than 17 points tonight. In the rain, The Jets' secondary is good. The offensive line for Jacksonville's banged up. Quinnen Williams is healthy. This defense is no joke, Peter. No joke. I mean, look what they did to the Lions. Lions are good. This is a good offensive team that was on a roll. I know what Jacksonville did at home against the Dallas team that right now is going through something because they almost lost to Houston the week before. So I'm not saying the Jets are on the Cowboys level because they're not. The Cowboys are a better overall team. But this Jets defense is legit. This is a legit defense at home in a driving rainstorm. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is lighting anybody up.
Anthony, I believe you have a drop for this next caller. Kevin.
You're right. It's somewhere. Hang on.
Kevin in Monticello. Yeah, that's right. Kevin in Monticello, I guess they're saying.
Yes.
What's up, Kevin?
That's me. How you doing, guys? Happy holidays. Listen, I want to talk about the elephant in the room with the Jets. Nobody's talking about the offensive line, which I think stinks. It makes the quarterbacks look worse than what they are. And nobody ever talks about how bad the offensive line is. I don't remember a time a quarterback could sit back and throw the ball at all. They're always running. They always like got the deer in the eye pit going on with the car about to hit them. Every time.
You're not wrong.
I don't see why. I mean, I think the big thing is the offensive line. I mean, I know they're banged up. But, I mean, the offensive line has been absolutely terrible. They talk about using the movable thing with Zach, to, you know, about moving the line so when he's passing so he can move around. Why is that? Because the offensive line didn't kill.
I know what you're saying, but the offensive line, I think, when you look at the skill position players and you can scheme and game plan a way around a below-average offensive line. It's not a great offensive line by any stretch, but it still should not be the excuse why Zach Wilson has played as poorly as he has. And plus, they can run the ball, Peter, so they do open up holes. I do agree their pass protection could be better. But, Peter, you've seen in this league, not the greatest offensive lines still excel when you've got athletic quarterbacks that can create their own time and space. So you don't want it to be a sieve, but you have to have the best offensive line of football to be productive. I think that's been proven wrong.
Yeah, it's certainly a different league, and it's always changing. Let's go to Chris, who wants to make a point about Daniel Jones. Chris on Long Island, what's up, Chris?
Yeah, I know you guys were talking about it earlier, but you mentioned teams that you know that be suitors for him. And first of all, if I'm the Giant, I just give him. You pay him for the 1 year. What do you call that again? And you pay him for the 1 year. But the team that would he be great on is the San Francisco 49ers. I think if it because the 49ers, I don't think like their quarterbacks. I don't think Jimmy G is going to be there next year. I don't think Brock Purdy will probably blow up in one of the games in the playoffs. And I also think the Jets are very lucky tonight to have the rain raining in that stadium. And I'm a lifetime Jet fan.
Huh?
Yes, it helps.
It definitely helps them. But your San Francisco point, you're forgetting about Trey Lance, who they drafted.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They may not be in love with their quarterbacks, but they love him. So I don't think they're going to be a suitor
for Jones.
He'd
be a star over there.
Maybe, Chris. And thank you for the call. But the thing is, as excuse me.
Oh, bless you. Jeez.
Thank you. As we've talked about ad nauseum, Daniel Jones has not done enough to say that you need to go out and get him when you'll have a returning Trey Lance and you'll have a kid in Brock Purdy. I mean, there are people who would probably argue that in the last 3 weeks, Brock Purdy has shown people more than Daniel Jones has. Now, I don't think that's true, and I think he really could just be a beneficiary of Kyle Shanahan's coaching. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think San Francisco is going to be desperately chasing after Daniel Jones. And I doubt they'd want to lose him in division, but I wonder whether Washington would be interested. Because I look at this game against San Francisco on Saturday for my Commanders, and I go, I do not want Carson Wentz to play in that game. Although, Don, I'm told that they were close to putting Carson in on Sunday night against the Giants. I don't want Wentz playing. And I also don't know that Heinicke has enough talent to survive that 49ers defense. And I can't help but think, man, if I had Daniel Jones with that group of receivers, I might feel pretty good about our chances.
Very good.
Right?
Yes, you would feel good. Yes, I think Washington might be the biggest suitor for him. But It wouldn't be San Francisco. I think the caller before had it right. It's going to be a team like Indianapolis that's going to try to go out and get him. Washington, I think, is certainly a favorite. San Francisco's got Trey Lance. He's right about the quarterbacks. They may trade Garoppolo, and maybe Purdy's bubble will burst. But that's
well, did
whole,
Jimmy G sign longer? Did Jimmy G sign for longer than another year? Or was it just a year?
No, he's – all right, now I'm confused now whether he's – no, he's free, isn't he?
I think he's free. That's what I was going to say. I think this is – I think they added him for one more year. And, yeah, he can go at the end of this year. So, by the way, Jimmy G is an interesting one, too. He was having a great season. I'm tired of people saying he's not proven. He is proven, but the problem is he's also proven to not be physically reliable. So I like Jimmy G as a quarterback. I think he's another guy that would fare well in Washington with that receiver group. But at the same time, can you trust that the guy can finish a season? It's hard to say yes. Let's take a break. We're going to stay on time. We have the picks coming up at 5:45, ENN at 6. We're off the air at 6:15 for Jets football. Peter and Don on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the busy phones. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Sam in Brooklyn. You're on ESPN New York. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm going to be at the game, but I'm going to be nice and dry because I'll be at the Ranger game tonight. So
okay, there you go.
Looking forward to getting that W against the Islanders. Hey, with Sammy Blaze play, I know he's coming back from ACL, but he's really been bad, like significantly bad. Like, do you think they finally phase him out and give Kraftsoff more time, or what do you know? How do you think they'll handle that?
At the expense of Kraftsoff, because he's in the lineup anyway. Tonight, it looks like Gauthier is going to be in for Blay. Blay didn't play the third period after that roughing penalty in the second against Pittsburgh that led to the Rust goal, which led to a 2-1 lead. And now they've got Gauthier in. Listen, Sammy Blay's got a place on this team. He's been benched before. He's come back. It's a story of perseverance with his injuries and all that, but it's not at the expense of Kraftsoff. Kraftsoff's going to play. It's just a matter of whether it's going to be Gauthier and Blay. We'll see what happens when we come back from the break, but Gauthier has played well when he's been in, and that's why the move, and on top of not playing in the third period and the loss against Pittsburgh. And, listen, I'm not going to make a big deal out of this right now, but I will mention it since Sammy is going to the Ranger game tonight. It is blasphemous that on December 22nd, game 35 for the New York Rangers, that this is the last time they're facing the Islanders all year. I mean, give me a break. Will you give me a break? I mean, and then the NHL's actually thinking of expanding to 84 games so that because of the additions of Vegas and Seattle, those extra games won't come at the expense in the division. They're only playing three times, and the last meeting is December 22nd. And by the way, four games against the Devils, two of which have already been played at the Garden, which means the Devils aren't coming back to the Garden for the rest of the year. Weird. Unacceptable.
What the F?
That's right.
Summed up very well by Coach Robert Saleh. You want to go back to the phones here for a bit, Dom, before we get to the big picks?
I think
picks?
It's the right thing to do. I hope they do take it in the end.
Excuse me? Let's go to Anthony in Hawthorne. What's up, Anthony?
Gentlemen, what's going on? I don't know if you guys remember. I called last week, asked for fantasy advice, and you guys told me to start Aaron Rodgers. So I ended up winning, and
not because I had Aaron Rodgers in. I only needed 8 points going into that game Monday night, and he got enough points. So I got to the next round, but I'm in the same exact situation as I was last week, and it's super important, obviously, that I get into the championship round next week. So I really need your guys' help.
Wait, so who is it
and
again?
I wanted to give you a chance to redeem yourself because out of all those quarterbacks I named last week, he did the worst.
Really?
Yeah, he had like 13 points or something.
Wait, and what are our choices again?
So I got Aaron Rodgers, and I have Lamar Jackson, but he's hurt. That's who I would have started. So I have Aaron Rodgers, I have Purdy, and I have Jared Goff.
I go with Detroit this week.
With who?
Yeah, Detroit.
I go with
Detroit.
Goff.
Yeah, who's the –
So the only thing I was worried about is if you look at Jared Goff's fantasy numbers when he's away, they're horrendous. They're, like, so bad. He only plays good fantasy-wise home.
I'm sure that's true, but I guess the question is, do you like Brock Purdy against the Commanders' defense?
Well, that's the other reason why I really wanted to call in, because obviously you're a Commanders fan and you know their defense better than I do.
I mean, I don't know
where to go here. I know it's a crapshoot, but what do you guys think?
Donald?
I'm still leaning. I understand Goff's numbers are not good on the road, but it's Carolina. The weather shouldn't be an issue. I would still go with Goff. I can't believe Rodgers. So you had the same. We had the same picks last week with the same quarterbacks, and we said Goff was a possibility last week too. How did Goff have better numbers than Rodgers?
I think Goff had like I might be like off a couple points, but I'm pretty sure Goff had around 16, and I think Rodgers had like 13, and then Purdy had 20.
Mm. All right. Well, thanks for not beating us up too much. I say Goff.
Okay. I'm going to go with Goff. I trust you guys. So I'll call you back and let you know if I get
please.
Into the
Thank
championship
Thank
round.
You. Listen, you're looking at defenses, right? Carolina's defense versus Washington's defense versus – and then who are the Packers are playing? Miami. Miami doesn't have a very good defense.
Yeah, but Rodgers just doesn't seem to be putting up big numbers.
Listen, I think the Lions just went up against a really good defense on the road. I don't look at Carolina's defense as being jet worthy. All right, I don't know what the now Carolina could be strange. I think it seems like every game is going to be cold. We've got a cold front, Peter, that is basically taking up the whole country. I heard it's going to be like 40 in Florida this weekend. Like it's a crazy cold snap. So I'm sure Charlotte, it's going to not be pleasant and warm in Carolina. But I still have to think Goff in Detroit playing for something. I'm going to go with Goff.
I mean,
and I'm glad he still has faith in us.
What a huge monster game it is for Detroit. I mean, I am desperately rooting for Carolina here. It's
well, you have to.
It's to me, it's a foregone conclusion Detroit's going to win this weekend. You know, I although at the same time, they really are not the same. They are one of those teams that you think of as being different. Vastly different on the road than at home. But to your point, Don, man, they're playing for a really, really important purpose here this weekend.
You know what helped Goff big time last Sunday was the fourth down play. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had any numbers. Like, I'm not going to pretend to know all the fantasy numbers. Every league's got like different rules to get points. But he only threw the one touchdown pass.
Yeah. He certainly wasn't special.
It was what, 20 points for Purdy, 16 for Goff, 13 for Rodgers. It was a tough decision. We went with Rodgers. I still go with Rodgers. Rodgers at home against the Rams team that's done.
So you're saying you do it again.
I would do it again. Yeah. Now, I don't know how all the numbers work and everything like that. I'll say Goff, and you know, I'll take the hit, Peter. When he calls back next week, he won't get us because we're away. But in spirit, I will take the loss if Goff costs him a trip to the championship. I will.
You know, people can say a lot of things about you, Don, but you're a stand-up man.
I think so. I think so, but that's not for me to say.
Let's go to John in Apple Valley, who has an interesting
thought. Apple Valley? I've lived in the tri-state area my whole life. Where is Apple Valley?
And did you make it up?
No, I didn't make it up. Apple Valley, California.
Ah,
okay, and I don't feel bad then. How are you? How are you consuming us out there 3,000 miles away?
I try to consume you guys almost every weekday. I watch you on the Yes Channel, DirecTV.
Okay, cool. Are you going to keep your DirecTV after they lose the Sunday ticket?
You mean for football?
Yes.
You know, DirecTV has been very nice to me the last 3-4 years. They've been giving me the Sunday ticket free. Why? I don't know.
Well, because they knew they were about to lose it. I think that's probably why. Well, I'm sorry. I sabotaged your point. I apologize.
All right. Yeah. Go and don't dry snitch on yourself. Go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah.
Well, give me one more thing about DirecTV. The reason I have it is so I can watch all the Yankee games on the MLB package.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
But why I'm calling is, one, up front, I'm a third-generation Yankee fan. And I wanted to see what you guys thought about the Yes, Aaron Judge, he said yes commercial. Because when I first saw it, I kind of cringed that it was over the top. What did you guys think?
I don't know if I've seen it. Have you seen it, Peter?
I haven't. I'm Googling
Anthony,
it right now.
Anthony, have you seen it?
I think I saw it on Twitter, maybe.
Okay, tell us about it. I don't understand it.
It's been on the S channel. It's been on your show. After he re-signed last week, they floated this commercial that it was kind of sappy. I thought it ended with he said yes. It was like a wedding commercial.
Right. Well, and they're playing into being called Yes.
Yeah. You guys didn't see that commercial?
I have not seen it. No. I mean, unfortunately, when we're doing the show on Yes, we don't our monitor doesn't show us the commercials, so I don't get a chance to see it.
Okay.
And
all right. Well, let me add I'm watching it right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
It's a lot
to
of
listen to the music too.
Yes, I am. I'm listening. I don't know if you can hear it on my mic.
I can hear it.
They're playing the bridal processional music. I mean, it's
God.
And then at the end, it says he said yes as you see him come in to embrace Aaron Boone. Yeah, it's now, cheesy, but I think it's tongue in cheek to me. It's I understand why you thought it was cringe, and it's a good call, John. Thank you for bringing it up. But I will say this: it's a little cringe if you look at it that way, Don. But at the same time, I think the Yes people know they were being tongue-in-cheek. They know it's cheesy. They're playing the bridal music, for God's sake.
Yeah. I mean, it's
– Yeah, like that
I
was the
see
point.
I'm going to look at it during the commercial break. But it doesn't sound like it's as cringeworthy as Mike Ditka in a wedding dress. Or no, it was Mike Ditka with Ricky Williams, and Ricky Williams was in the wedding dress on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It's not that crazy.
People do some weird things in sports. All right.
Baseball, how do I say this affectionately?
Oh, wow.
Baseball's sappy. Like
I love baseball.
I love baseball, but baseball, let's face it, baseball's kind of, in when you're talking about people of the four major sports, right, baseball's the nerdy kid.
Yeah, sure it is.
Fair?
Yeah.
As far as, like, being cool and on top of things, and baseball's the – like the analytic guy, they're with the glasses and the patches on their
breaking
on
down
their,
baseball
on their coat, breaking down baseball, sitting there asking if they can play, and no, you can't.
All right, well, what you can play is along with us during the Pro Picks segment. The Pro Picks are next. Peter and Don, we got Michael's picks as well. It's the K Show on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. These.
Pick up football. Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
Pick 'em Pro Picks.
Three, 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 three.
That's right. The Michael K. Show Pro Pick, sponsored by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Let's break it down. I am in first place, 26-18-1, 56.5 points. I was 1-2 last week. I hit my three-pointer, which was good for the best of the week. Don LaGreca is barely hanging on to second place. He's 20-22-3, 43.5 points. He was 0-2-1 last week, had one poosh. It was his three-point pick, so we got a point and a half out of that. Michael did slightly better, so he'll go second this week. Michael is 21-22-2, but has worse allocation than Don, so he's at 43 points. So I'm at 56.5. Don at 43.5, Michael at 43. I'll get things started, and Don, take my hand. Let's jump into the wind together and roll with the New York Jets giving 2 tonight. We have it at 2. The line's now 2.5. We have it at 2.5 as well? I'm sorry, we have it at 2.5. I'm still
not changing my pick.
Not changing my pick. It's my three-point play. This is
3-3-3-3.
This
three.
Is absolute must-win time for Robert Saleh and the Jets, and I think this game is what the doctor ordered. Ugly, messy ground game. Not a lot on Zach Wilson to do, although I think he'll do enough. And the Jets will cover the 2.5 points, and I'll make it my three-point play. My two-point play is the Cincinnati Bengals. They're heading to New England. Call me crazy. I feel like the end of last week's game is really going to break the spirit of this team. And, Don, as we head on later in this season, more and more, week after week, the Bengals remind you why they were in the Super Bowl last year. Am I right? And I think that will continue to be the case this week. They'll cover the short 3 in New England. They can both play in bad weather. No problemo. And my one-point play will be the Cleveland Browns. They're hosting the lowly Saints. The Saints are not a good football team. Deshaun Watson has not been great, Don, but it does seem like little by little he's pulling it together. 2-1 as a starter since he took over and still in the hunt technically and trying to make it happen. I will take the Browns giving the short 2.5. That will lead us to the Michael K. picks. Anthony, what are K's picks?
Well, I'd be remiss, Peter, if I didn't start by saying Don is gutless, spineless for backing out of all the picks he made 2 Fridays ago.
Okay,
so
by the way,
Michael needed that to be said.
Thank you for saying that, because he would have said that, yes.
And Peter?
Yeah.
It's moving day. Oh, it's moving day. We know that Peter's picking the Jets. We know Don's picking the Jets. Yeah, Michael's picking the Jets, too. That's his two-point play. So no moving.
So not moving.
No moving.
All right,
no
all right.
Moving.
Continue.
And he's staying local.
3-3-3-3-3.
But he's going with the Twitter user who should not be named, the Minnesota Vikings, -4 as his three-point play.
Wow.
That's a gutless pick.
Gutless.
It's a clown shoe pick.
Well, I liked it at gutless. 3. I don't like it at 4.
Spineless. Spineless. And one more pick.
Oh, yeah, one more pick.
One of Michael's favorite people in the whole wide world. Tom Brady and the Bucs, -7.5, one-point play against the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, interesting and slightly repug picks from Michael K.
I love all my picks.
Oh, thank you, Michael. All right, and we go to
4 of 6 points are a pug.
Let's go to Donald Marco LaGreca. Don, what do you have today?
Yeah, I'm holding. I don't know who's Thelma, who's Louise, but we're both going off the cliff together. Jets 3. I just like it. I think they're going to run the ball. I think that defense is just going to be all over Trevor Lawrence, force him into mistakes. I love the Jets tonight to cover. Whether it's 2, 2.5, whatever it is, and they will win the game outright, keep their playoff hopes alive. That's my three-point play. Not in love with this pick, but, you know, I'm looking at desperation and emotion in my last two picks, Peter. Tennessee needs a win. You know, and you wonder about with the general manager out, could Vrabel be coaching for his job this week at home against the Texans? Now,
you know what?
The Texans
you know
have played well.
Thought about this pick, Don. I think it's a great pick.
Gutless.
You know, it's an even 3. Now, the Texans almost won against Kansas City. They almost won against Dallas. Tennessee needs this game. I think they'll cover the 3 at home against the Texans as my two-point play. And my one-point play, I'm going to go with the emotion.
One,
you know, this
two,
is probably,
three, one, play.
This would probably be kind of a nondescript game normally, but I think there's going to be a lot of emotion in Pittsburgh after the passing of Franco Harris, the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. It's only a 2.5-point number, the Steelers' favorite over the Raiders. Raiders squeaked one out last week in miracle fashion. I think they're going to go into a hornet's nest in Pittsburgh because of what's happening there and the emotions. You heard Danny talk about he felt his childhood died with the passing of Franco Harris. I'm sure everybody in Pittsburgh is going to feel the same. On a day where they would be retiring his number, they're going to be remembering his name. I think the Steelers cover the 2.5 at home against the Raiders as my 1-point play. So Jets minus 2.5, my 3-point play. Texans Titans minus 3 is my 2-point play. And the Steelers minus 2.5 is my 1-point play.
Guess what, Don? I love your picks.
Oh, thank you.
Awful picks. For the Jets when everything else is awful.
I thought about those same picks. I think you did a terrific job. And that is the Michael Kay Show Pro Picks, sponsored by FanDuel. Oh, you're waiting for Bears picks, are you? Oh,
yeah.
That's coming next. Sponsored by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Bear wants to ride with the Tennessee Titans as well, Don.
Okay.
He's in. And, of course, Aaron Boone going with the New York Jets tonight as well. Up next is ENN, and I'm giving away another pair of tickets to WWE at MSG. ENN next, right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.